Hey, y'all. My name is Morgan. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from disordered eating and approval seeking. Hey. Before finding freedom through recovery in Christ, my life was full of secrets, self-reliance, and creating an image of having it all together, leading to inauthenticity with others and with Christ. My parents modeled a life in pursuit of God and encouraged my brother and I to have a relationship with him. After deciding to be baptized like my older brother, I struggled for years with doubt that I hadn't truly given my life to Christ. At 13, I fully understood the magnitude of Christ's sacrifice for me on the cross to pay for my sin, and I gave my life to him. From that time forward, I have had confidence that I'm part of God's family and that I would spend forever with him, but that's not the end of my story. I was always the kid who knew the right answers in Sunday school, and I looked like I had it all together, but I didn't. Actually, my relationship with Christ was shallow. It was easy for me to take on the faith of those around me without developing my own deep relationship with him. I cared more about what others thought of me than what God did. During high school, I became even more concerned about how I compared to others and feeling accepted, which led to discontentment with my appearance and a 7-year battle with disordered eating. For me, this took on many different forms, starting with severe restricting of food and later binging and purging on large quantities of food. I was addicted to food. And with every emotion, I turned to the high that eating gave me. This behavior filled me with shame, while at the same time, my sinful heart enjoyed it and didn't want to stop. Disordered eating can be easily hidden, and I got very good at hiding it. My daily life became filled with lying to friends and family, stealing food from their kitchens, and sneaking around to get what I wanted. I became immune to the small voice in my head that told me what I was doing was wrong. Occasionally, I would break down in tears, confess my sin, and swear that the next day would be different. However, these times of confession were not marked by true repentance. I always shaded my confession to make it appear less than it was and promised to change so that the person I confided in would not call me to further action. I would have had some remorse for my actions, but I wasn't ready to let go of my sin. I wanted to keep control. I didn't want to be vulnerable. And for this reason, I lived in constant fear that someone would find out my sin. This pattern went on for years, even after a near-death experience during the stage of binging and purging. All this changed when my parents discovered my sin, confronted me with it, and required that I get professional help. This was one of the hardest and most loving conversations I've ever had. The next Monday, after years of feeling called to do so and running in the opposite direction instead, I walked through the doors of Region. Walking into Region for the first time was so intimidating. All I could think about was how messed up I was and how badly I needed help. I had never openly shared this area of my life with others before, and I was ashamed of its existence. I was shocked by how everyone was revealing their brokenness with complete strangers, and even more shocked when I did too. But God emboldened me to speak up, and afterwards, I felt a sense of unexplainable joy and peace, and I was sold on the process. The first few steps reminded me of things I had learned about God as a child, but had since stopped regarding as important or simply forgot. For years, I managed my sin on my own, and it had gotten me nowhere. I felt enslaved and believed I would never be able to experience true freedom. I had to admit my need for the sacrifice of Christ as a payment for sins and believe that God could restore me. In Groundwork, we were challenged to be sober for 24 hours from whatever sin brought us here. While it was tough, God gave me strength and helped me through it. Even after a few months of practicing 24-hour sobriety, I still couldn't imagine complete freedom where the thought of food and a desire to binge didn't dominate my every day. But little by little, God continued to reveal himself to me and led me to this freedom. In step 4, I took an inventory of my life and was forced to think of the choices I had made and how they had shaped me. Though the task of analyzing all the past mistakes and hurts in your life is not what I'd call fun, It was vital to recovery. Through inventory, God revealed sin patterns in my life that I didn't even know existed. It was at this point that God revealed my deep need to be accepted by others and how that desire affected so many decisions. Through inventory, God revealed to me that I had been putting myself and my desires first. I had a need to control every situation and people's perceptions of me. Somewhere along the way, the message that I belonged to God and He desired me was lost. After defining all these points in my life, came a moment that deeply terrified me, confession. The last thing I wanted to do was to confess the addictions, lies, and selfishness I had just discovered. I worried my friends wouldn't look at me the same, and they didn't. They loved me more because they knew me more deeply. Step 6, repent, reminded me that I must recognize where I struggle, confess these things, and turn from them. I'm not perfect, and I never will be. I still stumble, but God will always be walking through life with me. God revealed to me that walking with Him wasn't passive or impersonal, but full of His love and desire for closeness with me. I began spending intentional time with God daily and developed a close, genuine relationship with Him. God was no longer just someone I knew a lot about, but someone I relied on to get through each day. He's not some distant figure, but He's a loving Father. Even in times of self-centeredness, when I look for affirmation from others, myself, appearance, food, or try to control my life, He awaits my return with open and loving arms. After regeneration, my life has looked very different. I found freedom in being able to truly worship and grow in Christ without the barrier of habitual sin and shallowness that had followed me for years. I love to worship through music, and I can now sing and lift my hands in honest praise. I have learned to be more vulnerable with my friends and family. I know it's okay to struggle and admit that I need other Christians to help support me. In the past, I would have kept these feelings to myself, but I now know the importance of sharing my struggles. Leaving struggles in the dark, hidden places allows them to gain power and limit my influence for God. But I must share when new or old temptations or sins creep into my life, lest I fall again. For this reason, I'm quicker to confess, ask for help in prayer, spend time in scripture, listen to music, and remind myself of the truth. God is good. He gives good gifts, and He can redeem anything. I used to think that worship song about God moving mountains meant that He would fix my current struggles or source of discontentment, but now I know that's not the case. But it means that even if He doesn't change the situation, He'll change my heart towards it. I still have struggles, and that's a good thing. I know that my struggles exist to remind me of my need for God and to bring glory to Him. As Paul states in 2 Corinthians 12, 8 through 10, three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But He said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weakness, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Before Region, I would not have believed that I would openly share my struggles with disordered eating, but I now know that God has given me my story to share His glory, and I'm not ashamed to do so. By His grace, I have not given into the urge to binge or purge for over a year now. And I know that God will give me freedom from any struggles that come my way as I continue to grow with Him. Freedom may not look like I expect it to, but I know that I can trust everything to my God who loves me deeply and runs through life beside me. My name is Morgan. I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from disordered eating and approval seeking. God is good, and He's not done transforming me.